Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready debated for the first time last night in their race for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District, which stretches roughly from South Charlotte to Fayetteville. The candidates clashed on Social Security, education, and kneeling before the national anthem. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
Entering the debate, Democrat Dan McCready clearly had a strategy reminding voters of his military service.
As a Marine who carried an M16 for 4 years and served overseas in Iraq during the surge of 2007 and 2008, I understand the seriousness that comes with weapons. I also understand the safety that needs to come along with them, too.
While McCready mentioned his service in the Marines throughout the night, Republican Mark Harris was equally focused on trying to tie his opponent to the Democratic minority leader, Nancy Pelosi.
Because if Mr. McCready is elected, he just represents a number that would move the Democrats toward a majority. If they become the majority, Nancy Pelosi has already done the math. She will be the speaker.
But there was one person neither candidate talked about much, President Trump. For McCready to win, he will need a so-called blue wave to carry him to victory in the conservative-leaning district. A Civitas poll this week showed McCready ahead by 4 percentage points. But a recent New York Times poll showed McCready trailing Harris by 5 percentage points, well within the poll's margin of error. That same poll showed 52% of respondents viewed President Trump favorably. Harris, a social conservative, barely mentioned the president. McCready said President Trump's name only once, giving him credit on trade.
I do credit President Trump, though, with starting an important conversation, which is, in my view, Democratic and Republican administrations for decades have not stood up to China on trade.
McCready criticized Harris for supporting a plan that would cut Social Security benefits. Harris said he would protect existing benefits, but said Social Security might have to change for future generations. At one point, both candidates were asked about their views on public education, and specifically their views on teaching climate change and evolution. Harris, a former pastor at Charlotte's First Baptist Church, said he is a believer in public education, and that George Bush's No Child Left Behind law had problems. He did not talk about climate change or evolution.
The No Child Left Behind had some real issues and problems that did not advance where we needed to be. But I do believe that public schools play a key piece in what we're doing.
McCready criticized Harris for previous statements saying he would abolish the Department of Education. But McCready did not discuss his views on climate change or evolution or ask Harris what he thought.
The Department of Education is funding our schools in this district, a lot of federal funds that we deserve for low-income students and students with disabilities.
In discussing immigration, McCready criticized the government's practice earlier this year of separating children from their parents, but did not mention the president's involvement.
No more ripping kids away from their parents at the border. That's something that's not consistent with our values. I'm someone who will be fighting for Republicans and Democrats to come together.
Harris also reaffirmed his support for building a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico and ending so-called chain migration. He did not talk about the separation of children from their parents.
I just believe there's too much evidence that where pieces of the wall have been built, that the numbers are staggering of how much lower they are of where people are coming across illegally.
The topic of kneeling during the national anthem was also brought up. The Carolina Panthers recently signed Eric Reed, and on Sunday he became the team's first player to kneel during the national anthem.
As a Marine Corps veteran, I stand for the national anthem. I stand out of respect for our veterans, out of respect for our first responders and all who have served our country. At the same time, I'm a white guy. I've not faced discrimination, and I understand that someone next to me may kneel and may do that because he or she doesn't feel heard.
Harris disagreed.
There's a place that we debate those. There's a place that we carry those out. But the flag of our United States of America is something that all Americans should appreciate, should honor, and should respect.
At the end of the debate, McCready said Harris is too extreme, while Harris said he was a true conservative and a better representative for the district. Early voting starts in North Carolina October 17th. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.